In this bulletin, Victoria announces its plan to ease coronavirus restrictions, Labor calls for a reshaping of the Australian economy, and in sport, the Adelaide Crows tip to get a big fine for breaching coronavirus training protocols. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Victorians will be allowed to have up to 5 visitors in their homes from Wednesday as part of a plan to ease coronavirus restrictions. Outdoor recreational activities will be allowed with up to 10 people as long as social distancing is practiced. The 10-person limit will also apply to weddings, while 20 people will be allowed to attend indoor funerals and 30 if it's held outdoors. Premier Daniel Andrews says he's adopting a cautious approach, but says such caution is necessary.
These are small steps, significant steps though. You only get one chance to get this right. The last thing we want to do is follow the example that so many other countries have given us. If you relax too many rules too quickly, then we will find ourselves back here, and indeed worse, we will find ourselves in a lockdown even harder than the one that we are now coming out of. Our numbers, our performance is the envy of the world. We need to make sure that we jealously guard that.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't ruled out making changes to the federal government's $130 billion wage subsidy scheme. The JobKeeper program is legislated to run until late September to ensure as many Australians as possible can be kept in work during the pandemic. Labor has been increasing pressure for the scheme to run beyond that, saying it's likely that many workers will need economic support for many months. Mr. Morrison says while the government is considering whether the scheme should be adjusted, it's too early to make any decisions.
At this stage, the uncertainties about the global economy, let alone our own economy, are still very much there, and it would be very premature, I think, to get into speculations. What people know is there's 6 months of an economic lifeline to the value of $130 billion. And that says to Australians that we will be there for you.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has described the coronavirus crisis as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reshape the Australian economy. Mr. Albanese made the case for decentralising government agencies, revitalising the manufacturing industry, and increasing investment in infrastructure. He's also warned against a return to what he says is the coalition's traditional agenda of cutting services, suppressing wage growth, and undermining job security.
Let's not snap back to insecure work, to job seekers stuck in poverty, to scientists being ignored. We must move forward to having not just survived the pandemic, but having learned from it.
An inquiry into the Ruby Princess cruise ship has heard that no coronavirus cases were confirmed on board the vessel, as it didn't have the capacity to test anyone. The ship has been linked to more than 20 COVID-19 related deaths in Australia and hundreds of infections. Commissioner Brett Walker has questioned Carnival Australia's Paul Mifsud about his communication with the authorities and his understanding of the health status of the ship.
Did you use the expression, it's not a COVID ship, in this phone call?
No, I do not believe I said anything like that. What I may have said is there's no confirmed COVID cases on board at the time.
Australia's bushfire-affected communities will soon get access to $650 million to help with recovery efforts. The projects will include workshops and events to help the community, land and water development, replacing produce and stock, supporting local jobs and building further resilience. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says it will be a locally led process with 10 regions pinpointed as the hardest hit by the fires.
You don't want a cookie cutter approach. You want to empower those people to make those determinations, allow them get to that point of telling their government exactly what recovery looks like and what resilience into the future looks like. So we'll continue now to work with state governments to make sure that those local economic recovery plans are rolled out in a calm, methodical way that listens to the community and understands the community's needs.
In sport, Adelaide is facing a large fine for breaches of the AFL's coronavirus training protocols. Crows players stationed at a camp in the Barossa Valley took part in a group training exercise last week, for which they were cautioned by police. The club's coach and chief executive stress it was an honest mistake, but the club has accepted responsibility. It's thought the AFL will use the Crows situation to send a message to all clubs and players about proper protocols during the pandemic. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing and 19. A possible shower in Melbourne, 17. Hobart, showers and 17 degrees. Some morning fog in Canberra, then a partly cloudy day, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.